You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. As a cultural curator in the city of Toronto, Kyle Kofsky leads many lives. Most prominently, he is a consultant and manager for the arts and the relationships created within them. He is the founder of Everyone is an Artist, where he has worked with individuals and institutions on both production and management in the cultural industry. Kyle, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, really good to have you. Thanks for taking the time to join us for a moment. How did you start doing what you do?
I think it's something that was ingrained in me from the beginning. It was something that I always tried to do, was to be involved and to engage other people to get involved, to be conscious of their community and what they were doing. And it kind of led to something that I was able to see success and see revenue coming in that was able to kind of afford me to keep doing it without without going to an atypical job.
Tell me, how important is arts education in the world? A lot of people say, oh, we don't need this or we don't need that, but tell me the importance. I certainly have the appreciation for it.
Well, I think that we find, especially in today's market, in today's world, that creativity is king. And when people are innovative and they are pushed outside of their boundaries, they do the best work. And you see that with great institutions and the way that they form their staff and the way that the staff even work within the buildings and within the teams. So if we do not support arts education from the ground up, we're basically saying that the creativity is not worth it. And we're going to see that be very detrimental to the current market. So we have to continue to support these programs and arts within the schools and everything like that, so that we can see all industry and all types of business still graced with the creativity, seeing more success for everyone involved. It's not just numbers anymore. It's not just typical marketing. There are so many ways that people need to get involved and approach their consumer these days. It doesn't work the same way, and a lot of businesses have seen that, a lot of startups especially, in trying to create their own brand awareness. If they don't have that arts and creative background, they're going to have to source that elsewhere, and that's going to be added expenses to them. This is something that everyone has the potential. Everyone is an artist. If you tap within yourself and find the appropriate skills that you have in the creative world, you'll be able to utilize those in your everyday business world, no matter what industry, and be able to see more success and less outsourcing.
We certainly have turned on a light there. What would you say we are accountable for in our own cities and communities?
Excellent. Well, I think that that's something that was always important to me, again, from the beginning, that we kind of take a look around and see what's happening both in business, in the community, supporting local business, supporting things that are made in your city. We all come from amazing cities, and you and your audience are from around the world. And each one of us has the potential within our own city to create whatever industry or scene or whatever word you want to use, whatever buzzword comes to mind. You don't have to go out there. You do not have to necessarily make a destination part of your success. You can find within, no matter what size or area, you can find certain ways that you can contribute and certain ways that the community can contribute to you. And what's important is that not everyone will share those experiences. Everyone will have different ones depending on where they're coming from. So rather than you being a cookie cutter coming from the same place, the same scene, the same vibe, you get to bring your own experiences and the experiences of your community and culture that affected you, and that's how you will identify yourself and be identifiable to others out of the norm.
Today we are joined by Kyle Kofsky, founder of Everyone is an Artist, where he has worked with individuals and institutions on both production and management in the cultural industry, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Cal, how does one become a leader in their own community?
I think that you have to come up with what you're passionate about, which part of the community, if it's something as fun as eating at the best restaurants, and you want to be the best consumer at local restaurants possible, then do that. Make it part of your goal to learn about the different areas in your city, the different businesses, the different people that are doing extraordinary things every day. By introducing yourself to these places and these locations and these people, you will become a leader in your community. You will become somebody driving force and driving sales, driving marketing, driving branding. And that's kind of the most subtle way to do it. And that's without basic any effort. That's just you identifying a passion and going and being passionate about it. If you want to take it one step further, you can start to tell other people about these places and things on a more conscious level. Go out of your way to make a post, make a tweet, make a hashtag, do whatever you need to do to kind of drive some business to the places that you support and that you want other people to support as well. That's one of the easiest ways to become a leader in your community.
Good advice. What do you like best about what you do?
I think it's the idea that I get to make decisions. I get to constantly just make up my mind. And for better or for worse, everything I do in every aspect of my job, from the magazine to the management and consultation of artists and institutions, is about making a decision. It's about making a presentation. It's about standing by something that I believe in. Whether it be an activation at an event or a full-page spread in going to print. It's things like that that I think have been the most enjoyable part, the fact that there's a certain number of people that respect my decisions, and so it encourages me to make more of them, which, again, I hope is something that people want to keep seeing. And I think that that's one of the things that I found in being a leader, was that people respected the decisions that I made. And so it kind of came about that I was the leader and would kind of lead a team to make better decisions for themselves and to be more conscious in their actions in the city they live in.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Everyone Is an Artist online.
Excellent. Well, there's a couple of ways to visit what it is we are doing here in Toronto. You can visit us at everyoneisanartist.ca, or you can visit producttoronto.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts in form of a tip along the topic that we have been covering today?
Definitely. I think that we all have every ability that we have for a reason. And our purpose is something that our generation and the generations around us find, I think, the most difficult to identify. It used to be handed out to you in history, purpose. And now it's something that we kind of have to make for ourselves. And it's a much more fun way of living, I would agree. But I think that people don't identify their abilities, and they definitely don't identify their weaknesses. So I think if they start to kind of take account of both of those categories, don't be afraid to ask for help on whatever it is you can't do. There are many things I can't do, and I ask for help every day, and I've been able to grow a community of people because of that ask. People who are poised for participation are the best people to integrate yourself with if you want to be active in your community. And I guess, above all, just go out there and do the best job you can. And hard work is definitely always something that will get you your goals.
Kyle, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
Likewise. And we've been speaking with Kyle Kofsky, founder of Everyone Is an Artist, where he has worked with individuals and institutions on both production and management in the cultural industry. And once again, the website of reference is everyoneisanartist.ca. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This
is the ePodcast Network.